listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast, where you'll hear great ideas, insight, and inspiration to level up your leadership ability.
Hey everyone, it's John Barrett on the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. Thanks for listening once again for another episode where we're going to level you up so you don't level out in your influence and your impact. We want to help you. It's so great to have you here. Every month we bring you a new episode that's designed to help you as a leader. Sometimes it's more internal to help you in just your own leadership and personal leadership. Sometimes it's about you working with others and different tips and different things that you can do to help your influence and help you drive the best out of those that you're leading. So today I want to talk about the Johari window. Now, before we jump into that, let me do a little bit of housekeeping, and then we're going to jump into this really, really cool concept that was designed a while back, but is something really powerful that we're going to get today. But a few things, housekeeping things. Make sure to go to johnbarrettleadership.com, get all my resources. Go check out my YouTube channel with Level Up Your Leadership, where you're going to get all kinds of good lessons there in a visual way, where it's me on a flip chart just kind of giving you a visual idea about leadership. And then there's a Level Up guide that you can actually use with your team that has group questions where you all watch the video. They're only like 7 to 10 minute videos, and you can actually have really, really great discussion around these things. The topics are going to be really helpful for you to grow and get better. And then on this podcast, you can go get the Level Up guide as well, where your team can go through this and there's some self-reflection questions where you guys can utilize this to get better and better. All right, the Johari window. This is a powerful tool for anyone looking to improve their self-awareness and, I believe, their leadership skills. Now, here's what we've got to understand about the Johari window. This is going to be a great reflection kind of tool that is used to get you into the right mindset to understand how to know and how to work with yourself so that you know exactly what's going on internally so that you can reflect that externally. It's going to be really, really good. Now, this was developed by two psychologists, two friends, Joseph Luft and Harrington Ingham. That's why it's called the Johari, Joseph and Harrington. They literally just called it Johari. That was the depth of innovation that came from this, the Johari window. And this is a matrix that they came up with that is used in psychology. It's used in all kinds of applications, but it's a matrix. It's basically four quadrants of self-awareness. And these four quadrants are each going to represent a different aspect of a person's self-awareness. And you're going to find that we all function in all four of these. Everybody lives in each one of these four kind of areas, quadrants, in the matrix. But we've got to be aware of these four quadrants. We've got to understand what's going on so that we can, again, know ourselves, know what's going on, and then we can know how to better connect with others and some things that are going to be really, really helpful for us. So this Johari window is super famous. As you know, I'm a big fan of tools. I call this a tool, basically something that you can put in your tool belt to help you get better as a leader. In fact, I would encourage you to bring this to your team and expose them to the Johari window. On my blog at johnbarrettleadership.com, there's a link in this podcast, in the notes in that, if you go there, where you can get an article about this and kind of get more of it spelled out in kind of text form and that. But I want you to think about this, and I want you to utilize this tool to build yourself and to build others. And I want you to think about how you might be able to bring this tool to your team, because I think it's really, really good conversation, and I think it's really, really great self-awareness. Now, you cannot be at your maximum potential without self-awareness. That's a fact. So this tool is going to help us do that. So let's talk about these four quadrants of the Johari matrix, okay? In the top left quadrant, all right, there's four quadrants. Top left, number one is what is called the open arena. And what the open arena is this. It's something that you know and others know. You know it and others know it about you, about the situation. Now, on the second matrix is what's called the facade. And the facade is you know and others don't know. So it's something that you know, maybe some self-awareness about yourself, but others do not know yet. We call that the facade. Now, we're going to unpack all these, okay? So just hang with me. I'm going to give you an overview. The third quadrant, bottom right, is this. It's called The Blind Spot. And it's others know, but you don't know. So others know, but you don't know. That's a blind spot, and we're going to unpack that. And then the fourth quadrant on the bottom left is called the unknown. This is the unknown kind of quadrant. And here's what it is. You don't know, and others don't know. You don't know it, and others don't know it. Now, we're going to unpack all these so that we can kind of synthesize this to understand what's going on and why is this so important in that. So let's talk about this first quadrant. The open arena is what it's called. And basically, this represents the things that you know about yourself and others know about you as well. This is the area where your strengths and weaknesses are most apparent and where you should embrace your leadership style. These are the things that you know and others know about yourself. So being aware of your strengths and weaknesses, you can better understand how to lead your team effectively, obviously. And you can utilize your strengths to help your team succeed. And you can begin to improve and delegate your weaknesses so that you can become a better leader. These are things that you know and everybody else does. You can't hide behind them. You can't act like they don't know. In fact, you know, what's funny is that there's probably things on your team, things that you're doing that you think, oh, well, nobody really knows this about me. But they do. They know. They know your weaknesses. So many times I see leaders and they think, well, you know, I'm kind of weak in this area, but I don't want my team to know that I'm weak in this area. So I'm going to kind of, you know, act like I am. Well, listen, your team knows your weaknesses. Trust me, they know them. And it's blaringly obvious. So just do everybody a favor and just realize that you know it and others know it. Okay. Now, here's some things that I want you to think about in this open arena. It's the easiest one. It's the one that's most obviously common and just a basic kind of arena where you know it and others know it. Now, a few things about this with strengths and weaknesses. Number one is this: focus on your strengths, not your weaknesses. In the open area, what you need to do is spend time developing your strength, not your weaknesses. Now, this kind of flies in the face of a lot of people. They think, well, John, if I have strengths in an area, shouldn't I focus on all my effort on my weaknesses and get them up? I mean, if I'm an 8 on this strength, but I'm a 3 on this weakness, I need to get that thing up to at least a 7 or something. And most people are spending way too much time focusing on their weaknesses, trying to improve them. Problem is that even if you put a lot of effort into your weakness, there's still going to be a weakness. They're not going to be great. I mean, if you're weak in an area and it's a 3, and you put in tons of effort on a scale 1 to 10 and it's a 3, you might get it to a 5. But at best, you're going to be average. Well, nobody pays for average. Nobody's influenced by average. Nobody cares about average, right? It's the things that are your strengths that really make you stand out, the things that really give you influence and impact. So highly successful leaders, they literally just focus on their strengths. They don't worry about their weaknesses. Now, they make sure that their weaknesses aren't killing them. I mean, they make sure that they're not doing anything crazy, but they delegate their weakness. They admit their weakness. They know that they shouldn't be doing anything in their weakness, so they don't give any time to their weakness. They give all their time to the strengths. And if you'll do that, I'm telling you, you're going to become more valuable. Most leaders that I see, they're focused way too much on their weaknesses. They're trying to get better and better and better in their weaknesses. The problem is they're putting all this effort in, getting a weakness from a 2 or a 3, maybe up to a 5, which is average, when they could take a strength that they've got, say it's a 7 or an 8 that you've got on the strength scale, why not take that thing to a 9 or a 10? Exploit that thing. I mean, be absolutely sold out to that. Become known for that. That's where you're going to stand out. That's where people are going to look and say, wow, you are valuable. You've got tremendous impact. What is it that you're doing that's so amazing? And you're going to say, well, that's because I spent all my time focusing on my strengths and I became a 9 or a 10 at these things. It's at genius level versus just being at a 7 with your strength and then focusing all your energy on your weaknesses, just trying to get them up to a 5. I mean, who cares about a 5? Nobody does. It's going to be overlooked. So again, I'm not saying your weaknesses are something that you just totally overlook. I'm just saying that, you know, you don't spend time on it trying to improve it when you could take your strengths to off the chart. So the open area are things that you know and others know about you. Don't hide behind weaknesses. Don't act like it's not there. Just simply focus on your strengths and keep going after it. Now, the second one, the facade. This is basically represents the things that you know about yourself, but others do not. This is the area where imposter syndrome can live if you're not careful. This is where you've got to strive to be more vulnerable so that you can improve in this area in your self-awareness and to help others. As a leader, it's important that you be honest and open with your team. You got to share some of your vulnerabilities. You got to share sometimes some of those kind of dark secrets. And I'm not saying that you got to share everything. I understand you've got to be wise. You got to be careful. Not everything that's going on in your mind or in your life has got to be shared with everyone. But you've got to understand that if you're going to build trust with your team, then create this culture of transparency and we're working together and we recognize each other's struggles and challenges and battles and strengths and weaknesses and all that. We've got to understand that we've got to be open about this because others don't know it about us. We know it, but if we're not careful, this is why it's called the facade. This is why this quadrant called the facade, because we put on a facade. And we try to act like we've got it together and everybody looks at us and they think, oh, that leader's just got it all together. And they, well, we really don't. And we've got to be really careful because we'll struggle with imposter syndrome and kind of feeling like, oh my gosh, if people really found me out, then they would really know the real me. And so what it causes us to do is shut down and we don't become open and we don't put ourselves out there sometimes because we're afraid of what others are going to see within us. And I'm telling you, it will hold you back. It will limit you. Thankfully, Dr. Brené Brown has been such a front runner in this conversation with the world ultimately about this idea that vulnerability is something that takes courage and this idea of humility and being able just to put yourself out there and be vulnerable. I mean, it's a superpower. Like, this is where the highly successful people live. And what's funny is that it's the very thing that we think we shouldn't do in order to be successful. We think, well, if I'm vulnerable, I'm not going to be as successful because people are going to know the real me. And so what happens is it actually limits you from ever being successful because you're not stepping out in courage. You're not comfortable in your own skin. You're not willing to say, you know what, I know this about myself, but others don't know it. And so how can I begin to open up and how can I begin to let them know who I am and where I am and be comfortable in that space? So I want to challenge you and I and everyone that's listening on this, we've got to make sure that we aren't living in this facade, that we're not living in this place where we're putting on kind of the space. And as leaders, it's so easy to do that because we just got this pressure that we've got to have it all together. We need to always have an answer. We need to know what to do in every situation. We're never taken off guard. We're always calm. We're always collected. We've always got an answer. We always know what to do next. And sometimes we just don't. Sometimes we don't have it all figured out. Sometimes we don't know what happened. We don't know what's coming next. Sometimes we're a little scared. Sometimes we're out of gas and we don't have what it takes. It's okay. Stop telling yourself that as a leader, you've got to live in this facade and put on this mask. Now, I'm not saying that we don't need to challenge ourselves to be more positive and make sure that we're displaying courage and that we're willing to do things that we need to do. I'm not saying that we don't do any of that. I'm just saying there's a balance between being courageous, being bold, and having an answer and direction and vision for where we need to go and being positive, while at the same time balancing this vulnerability. And it's okay to be open and just say, you know what? I know this about me. Others don't know. And is there something there that could hold me back because they don't know this about me? So be willing to talk about that. Be willing to open up about that. And be careful that you don't get stuck in this place where you know everything about you, but nobody on your team, nobody around you knows what's really going on. Sometimes the greatest thing you can do as a leader is just be honest and give the truth. Now, that doesn't mean that you've got to say everything. Not everything that needs to be said, or not everything that could be said, needs to be said. Does that make sense? As a leader, not everything that could be said needs to be said. I understand there's a balance, but we want to always lean into this idea of trust, of being open, being honest with our team, and being able to live in this space so that we don't allow imposter syndrome or this facade or whatever it is hold us back. All right. The third spot is the blind spot. That's the next quadrant. And this represents the things that others know about you, but you don't know about yourself. I've just got some hard news for you right now. There are lots of things in your life that everybody else knows about you, but you don't know it about yourself. This is the area where you got to seek out feedback from others so that you can learn more about yourself and become self-aware. Listen, as a leader, it's absolutely vital that you're open to feedback and that you actively seek it out. Listen, you've got to do that. Feedback is essential. You will never be your best if you don't get feedback. How would you ever know as a leader? I tell leaders this all the time. I say, hi, are you a great leader? I ask them that. And you know, some people will, they'll either be a little bit kind of dogging themselves and say, well, I think I got a lot of room for improvement. Some people say, I think I'm a pretty great leader. I think, well, how do you know that? How do you know you're a bad leader? How do you know you're a good leader? How do you know anything about your leadership if you don't ask the people that you lead? If they don't have an opportunity to talk to you and tell you, if you're not seeking it out, if you're not leaning in and saying, well, how am I doing as a leader? How in the world could you ever rate yourself? How could you ever know how you're doing as a leader if you don't get feedback? You don't determine if you're a great leader. Your team determines if you're a great leader based on their feedback, based on their ability to talk, and for you to seek it out. Listen, many times you're not going to get that feedback from others, because they're just going to be a little bit scared to give it sometimes, especially if you're not really good at receiving feedback. If you get defensive and upset and you feel like you've got to always give a reason and say, well, come on now. I mean, I'll tell you what, this was hard for me as a leader. I want feedback. I really do. But you know what I want? Good feedback. I don't want bad feedback. Like, I had to learn that really quick. I'm like, I really love feedback. I just love it when it's really good. And when it's bad, I would get upset, frustrated, defensive. I mean, it would just ruin my day. And part of it was because I wanted to be liked as a leader. And it was more important for me to be liked than it was for me to make a difference. I was trying to impress people, not impact them, I think. I mean, not intentionally, but as I really had some self-awareness, I realized, wow, this is really about me. It's almost a pride within me that gets frustrated if somebody gives me bad feedback, not because I'm mad at them. I'm just frustrated at the situation. Because I don't want anyone to not like me. I didn't want anyone to, you know, have something bad to say about me, because I would try so hard to influence and I thought impact, but I think I was really trying to impress them. And as a leader, I've had to learn this over the years, and it's hard. I still am challenged with it. Not because I want to, you know, be prideful and go, you know, do that, but I have such a desire to influence people and to help them. So when I get bad feedback or negative feedback about maybe something that I did or said or didn't say or didn't do, my neglect or whatever it is, I just get it weighs on me. I mean, I'm telling you, I just kind of go, oh, I can't get it out of my mind. I mean, you know, 9 things can go right out of 10, and the one thing goes kind of bad, or I get a little bit of bad feedback, and that's, I'm consumed by it. I'm consumed by the one thing. So it happens, but we've got to understand that we can't allow this stuff to keep us from getting what we need. Otherwise, we're going to have blind spots. If we start avoiding feedback and not getting it, you're going to have blind spots. And let me tell you, blind spots is what kills you. Weaknesses are not bad. Weaknesses, they're there. You know it. Others know it. And you kind of mitigate it and you kind of work around it. Here's the silent killer is a blind spot in your leadership. It's a blind spot in your self-awareness because you don't even know it's there. And guess what? You'll fight that it's not there. You'll defend. I mean, you'll say, there's no way that I've got that. Just like in a car, if you've got a blind spot, you can't see the car. You'll argue all day that it's not there. And then when you go over in the lane, you're going to go, oh my gosh, where did that car come from? It wasn't there a minute ago. No, it was there all along. It's just that it didn't show up in your sight until it was too late, until now you're swerving or maybe even wrecking. So I want to let you know that blind spots are the most dangerous place for a leader. It's not weaknesses. Weaknesses are fine. It's blind spots that will literally sabotage your leadership, sabotage your success and the success of others. So you've got to be open. You have to understand right now, I've got some hard news for you. Ready? I love you. I'm for you, not against you. But listen to me right now. And I'm saying to myself, I'm looking, well, not literally, but I'm looking in the mirror, so to speak, when I say this. You have blind spots. It's not a question of, well, let me just kind of be mindful of them and just see if anything ever pops up. No. You have them right now. There are cars all in your lane that you don't see, and you're swerving on the road doing your thing, and you don't even know what you're doing, and it's causing potentially some harm. Now, I'm not saying it's disastrous at this point. Maybe it is. Maybe you're like, well, I can see that right now. There's a wake of people that I'm not leading and people that are frustrated and I'm not getting the influence that I want. I'm not getting to the level that I want. And I don't know why. Could be because you got a blind spot. Or it could just be that you're not seeing the effectiveness of what you really could see if you would begin to recognize and begin to uncover these blind spots. The only way to do it is to get feedback. I've talked a lot about this. In fact, I did a whole podcast called The Feedback Filter. And go back and listen to it episodes ago. I can't remember how many it was, but a while back, I did a whole episode on the feedback filter, this whole framework for when we get feedback, how do we filter that? And how do we understand how to navigate through it? All feedback is not always equally as valuable. We've got to have it, but we have to understand how to use feedback and how to navigate through it so that it's effective and powerful for us. So listen, by understanding how others perceive you, you can make adjustments to your leadership and you can become a way more influential leader. It's the only way. The only way that you can adjust to what is needed by your team, organization, clients, the people that you serve is for you to get feedback. Because you've got blind spots today, and if you're not careful, they can literally wreck your future. They literally can hold you back and keep you from being incredibly successful if you don't pay attention to them. So I just want you to think about this right now. And as I mentioned earlier, you have blind spots right now that you don't see. So what I want to challenge you to do is literally begin to go and find some trusted people. Maybe it's people on your team. Maybe it's those above you, beside you, maybe even below you on your team. Whatever it is, maybe it's a friend, maybe whatever. Just a mentor, a coach. And I want you to ask them, what are some blind spots in my life? In the way that I carry myself, in the way that I communicate, the way that I lead, the way that I live, whatever it is, whatever context, you ask them and say, listen, I want you to be really honest with me and just tell me some blind spots that maybe I'm not aware of that you see in me and in my leadership. Now, you've got to be incredibly courageous to do that. I mean, that takes courage. And listen, here's the thing. You got to follow that up, that if you are bold enough to ask that, which is a big step, you got to be bold enough to receive it. I mean, you are humble enough to receive it. If you're going to be bold enough to ask for it, you better be humble enough to receive it, because you may hear some things that you just want to absolutely explain away. You want to disagree with. How dare you? I can't believe you said that. You've always thought of that about me. Oh my goodness. And I'm telling you, it can wreck you if you're not careful. But if you will work on yourself and begin to receive that humbly, you're going to be more effective. If you'll literally take that and just kind of say, you know what, that stings, that hurts, that is hard, but I'm going to utilize it so I can be better. Because there are things that others know, but you don't know about yourself. And that is a quadrant you do not want to get stuck in and you do not want to live out of. All right, the fourth quadrant is the unknown. And this represents the things that you and others do not know about yourself. You and others do not know this about you. You don't even know it, and others don't know it. Now, this is the area, this is the good one. This is the area where your potential lies. This is where you should step out and seek new opportunities to discover what is inside of you. Listen, as a leader, it's absolutely vital that you take risk and try new things. Let me say that again. Because some of you are like, come on, let's go. I love it. Some of you, you're going, oh, I don't like the word risk. I don't like the word new things. I don't like the word change. But listen, by stepping out of your comfort zone, you can discover new strengths and new talents that can help you become a better leader. How do you know unless you push yourself to the limit, to the max? How do you know if you're going to be really good in a certain area? How do you know what your potential is unless you push yourself to the max? It's kind of like a stress test. You know those stress tests where they put people that maybe are having heart issues or lung or whatever it is, and they put them on a treadmill and they will just have them go until fail. I mean, go until they can't go anymore. And the reason they do that, they push them to the max, and it's hard. It's dangerous. You got to be careful and be monitored and all that. But they push you to the max because they need to know where your fail point is. And wherever that point of failure, that helps them understand where you're at so that they can kind of figure out a plan for you. And I think as leaders, we don't do this enough. We don't push ourselves to the max. I mean, till we just, the boiling point, so to speak. And as a result, we never really know what we're actually capable of. There are so many people. In fact, let me just say this, and I don't say this lightly. Most people that I've come in contact with for over 20 years of coaching, just in my personal life, professional life, everywhere, most people are not living up to their potential. They are not pushing themselves hard enough. They don't believe in themselves enough, and they're not trusting themselves, and they're not pushing themselves hard enough when it comes to their skills, their strengths, their talents, and their abilities. I would say the majority of people are leaving room on the table. They're leaving potential for the taking. And I just want to challenge you. I want to challenge everyone listening. I want you to challenge your team. As a leader, you should be challenging them to push themselves to their highest potential. That's what we got to do. But listen, you can't push others to their maximum potential if you're not pushing yourself to your maximum potential. That's a fact. So you first got to start with you. That's why I wrote that my latest book, Leadership Starts With You, 20 Ways to Lead Yourself. And because leadership starts with you, you got to push yourself first. You got to start with you. You got to begin to get things in line in your own life, in your own leadership, so that you can begin to impact others. Well, the very first thing you got to do is this. You got to push yourself to the limits if you're going to push others to the limits. And I'm not saying work 90 hours a week. This doesn't have to do with time. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about pushing yourself and trusting and believing in yourself to step out, to put yourself in situations that are bigger than you, situations that are over your head where you're thinking, oh my goodness, how am I going to accomplish this? How am I going to give that presentation to this group? I'm nervous. I'm scared. How am I going to go to this meeting? I'm so intimidated. How am I really going to put forth this product or this event that I'm doing? How am I going to do that? I mean, what if it doesn't go right? No. You push yourself to the max. You throw yourself out there and you just begin to go for it. When you do that, you are going to begin to realize your potential at a much higher level. Others are going to begin to see that potential in you and say, wow, where did that come from? So I want to challenge you. Don't get stuck in this unknown where things that you don't know about yourself and others don't even know about you yet. There is so much out there for you. And I don't care what age you are. I talk with leaders. In fact, I love when I get together with some of the older generation. I'm talking people that are just a few years from retirement. And I love it when I see some of these people that I coach, and I'm telling you, they're just still a sponge. I mean, they're still trying to figure out how to get better. I'm thinking, you got 3 more years until retirement. You could easily just kind of sit back and do nothing. But I love it when I see them just learning from the young generation and trying to update. You know, my dad, he's 80 years old now, and I can remember my dad in his 60s, even in his 70s, and I would show him new technology that I got, maybe a new computer, this new software, this new thing. And you know what? He would go out and get it. And he's like, I want to learn how to do that too. That's awesome. That's incredible. And I'm telling you, my dad, all the way up to 80 years old right now, I mean, he still keeps up with different things and technology and that, and kind of keeps an eye on what's going on in that. And not because he's forced to, but because he enjoys to learn. He's a learner. And I've always been inspired by that, by my father. And I love the coach leaders that are just close to retirement, and they're just going for it. They're just pushing themselves. Now, let me tell you, there's a lot of people I've seen close to retirement that are just coasting. They just gave up. In fact, they're 3 years out from retirement, but they gave up 8 years ago. They stopped growing. They said, I got it all figured out. I got this figured out. I don't need the new to learn anything new. Well, let me tell you, you're going to cap out your leadership and your effectiveness. There is always room to grow. So the 4 quadrants, I want you to think about these. Again, the open arena, the top quadrant, things that you know and others know about yourself. The second one is you know and others don't know about you. Don't get stuck there. Be vulnerable. Be open. Third quadrant, others know, but you don't know. Be careful of your blind spots. They don't take you out. And then the 4th quadrant, you don't know and others don't know. That's something where your potential lies. Guys, I hope this was helpful. The Joe Harry window. Go check it out. There's all kinds of resources about this. This is a huge tool concept. I would love for you to kind of think about it with yourself and give yourself some challenges and action items. Talk about it with your team so that they can begin to look at this and learn from this as well. Guys, you're incredible. I hope this is adding value to you. Go check out all my other resources and reach out if you got any questions. I love to help level you up so that you don't level out in your influence and your impact. We will see you next month here on the podcast.
Thanks for listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. To get more of John's resources, visit www.johnbarrettleadership.com.